I was pleased that we've got through into the next round. I thought a lot of credit to draws, in particular in the first half. I mean, our finishing was top class today, but I thought in the first half in particular, I think, you know, draws are probably the best footballing side I've seen down here this season, and they showed that. And we did give them a bit of space and a bit of time, which we weren't happy about, and obviously we managed to sort that out at half time. And then I thought in the second half we upped our game and got a lot better tempo to it, and it was nice that we've obviously gone through to the next round now.
Yeah, and sharing the goals around again, Stephen. You know, another one for Jamil Matt, Nick Wright, in hitting a bit of form, 3-3. A couple for the old experienced campaigner, Steve Guinan, and one for Bradley as well.
Yes, I mean, like I say, our goals today were very good, well taken. And Steve Guinan, he just showed this type of striker he is with that finish. And obviously getting the second one to seal the win for us. But it was pleasing that we're through. I thought our second half performance was good. It was nice to score a few goals today, but I think full credit to draws and how they came here. And had we not had our finishing boots on today, I say we could have maybe been in a bit of trouble, particularly in the first half.
You gave James McCorkin a run out in the second half. How impressed were you with him?
Very impressed indeed, yeah. You can see the lad's a good footballer. I think he'll fit in well to how we play. And he showed today, you know, it's never easy coming on as a substitute. But he came on today, and I thought he did very well. As all the lads who came off the bench, I thought they all contributed well today.
Steve's a manager, you want to win everything. I know that, you know, people will say that, well, will an FA trophy run distract Harriers from their league aspirations?
I don't think we'll be saying that if we're walking out at Wembley come May, because it's an ambition of mine to take to manage a team and walk out with a team at Wembley. So I've still got the opportunity to do that this season, and if we don't do it this season, I'll try again next season. So it's not a distraction. I think winning games gives you confidence, and it was nice to bounce back from the Gateshead game on Tuesday.
You look ahead, another league fixture next weekend against Alfreton. It's a game where Alfreton need to win to try and get out of their position, and Harriers to push on towards the playoffs.
Yes, absolutely. Every game has some sort of significance to it, and next Saturday will be no difference. We've got a week now where we can get one or two off the injured treatment table and back, and hopefully we'll be a lot stronger next week. We've had a few missing today, but I thought the lads put a good show on, and it's always nice to get a few goals.
And you say as well, yeah, with that, you know, five changes to the side that played against Gateshead, and every one of them giving you perhaps a little bit of food for thought now.
Well, you know, the people like Mike Williams, who's been out for a while, came in, and Briscoe's come in today, who's been out the side for a while, and I thought they did very well. And that's what you want, you know, that's what your squad of players. I mean, sod's law, we've let five players go out on loan, and then Gateshead the other night, we pick up three injuries, and obviously with Lee Hendry and Tony Breeden being cup tied today, we were stretched for players, but we've got through. That's the main thing, and hopefully see what the draw brings on Monday.
Anybody you prefer to have, Steve?
Oh, I don't mind really. I mean, we'll just take whatever. You know, it'd be nice to get another home tie, but hopefully we can keep kicking on, and who knows.